Gaudreau and Monahan haven't signed yet.
Oh.
Still restricted free agents, no contract.
Is it possible they want maybe a little more than they should be getting?
What do you? Well, let me ask you. What do you think it is? Is it the Flames trying to penny pinch and keep costs down, or is it the players going astronomical?
I would. Well,
because by now you'd think probably that's where you start, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for a ton. I'm giving you nothing, and then you did it. You kind of jimmy.
I don't know if the Flames started at nothing though. I mean, really, what are you going to say if you're Mr. Treliving? I'm going to start at zero? Nah, I'll give you 2 years at three? Well, now you just sound out to lunch.
Yeah.
I just led your team in scoring. We're your best players. It's fairly clear.
Well, that may be true, Johnny, but the bulk of those points did come on home ice.
Yeah, and every year we'll play 42 games on home ice. So 41 games on home ice.
The
college guy.
Is that what it is? The, before we pay you like a complete star player, we'd like you to become a complete star player.
If you don't believe I'm a star player, I'm willing to go and prove that at Boston or Philly.
Listen,
or,
hey, you're our guy.
Oh, I am your guy.
You are our, we. Listen,
am I your guy or I'm not your guy? Because you said that maybe I wasn't your guy.
We want you to play your entire career in a Flames jersey.
Then sign the 10-year, $10 million deal.
But eight is the max, Johnny. But either way.
Calls guy. Okay, well, I'll take 8 at 10. Are we done?
Would he take 8 at 10?
Sure he would.
Would he?
I think so.
See, because the thought is that he wouldn't take the 8 years because in 3 years he'll say my value is now higher than that.
Or that he wants to be an unrestricted free agent and call his own shot. I know people bristle at that.
Which would be a 4-year deal, by the way, but yeah.
But either any like shy of us of the max 8 that he might like to get to his unrestricted free agency sooner.
Okay. We're very good at GMing, and I'll be honest, this one shouldn't be tough. What's he worth? I always grumble about agents because they get paid all this money, and while in all reality, Johnny Gaudreau, he's going to slot in between around the $8 million.
I would say, yeah.
Right?
Unless you're signing him for unrestricted free agent years, which I don't think Johnny wants to go past. Then you're probably going to have to pay him more than $8 million. But I think he falls between the $8 and $8.5 million.
After this season, and I know people, it's like, you can't compare those two. But Jamie Benn will make $9.5 million after this coming season. We know what Kane and Taves are making. We know what Stamkos is making.
I think he's a top 10 scorer in the league for the next decade. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. There's no you can't.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not gonna put stock on the chance at all. He's little. He might get hurt. Well, anyone can get hurt.
And he's
That's not how you do a contract. So he's a top 10 player in the NHL.
So what is that? To me, that's not 8.
Okay. Well, I'm asking. Yeah. This should be.
To me, yeah, you're flirting with 10. You really are. I agree with you. I think, look at 30 goals and almost 80 points last year. God, it's the second year in the league.
And it's the same, and we argue about it all the time. You play Andrew Ladd for things that he's done. No, I'm going to play Johnny. When I'm paying Johnny Gaudreau $10 million, I'm paying for what he's going to be doing.
Not for what he's done.
Exactly. I'm not going to be paying him for years past Kessler, where he was really good in Vancouver and the worst player to play against because he was so good. No. He's in his prime. I'm going to be paying him when he's deserving of it, not for what he's done.
See, and I have trouble going to $10 million. I had this discussion with Boom a couple weeks ago. I have trouble going to $10 million because those guys that are at that range have won Stanley Cups. Now, how much do you value championships? I don't know. But to me, to get to that double-digit range, you have to be either a guy that's been in the top 10 scoring this league for 5-6 years in a row, or you have to have championships under your belt.
Well, and you would have some argument there. But I mean, the idea is, I still think that he's a top 10 player. He hasn't won a cup. Not everyone wins a cup.
And he hasn't won any personal awards, really. Didn't win the Calder.
Well, he's been in the league 2 years.
I know. And that's why I think he has trouble saying, I deserve 10.
But here's the thing. In the real world, where it should, yeah, you should get a nice raise, and then in 3 years, you can make more money. And then when you're in your prime, when you are 28, 29, 30, you can start. That's when you're making your big time dollars. But it doesn't work that way anymore. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. And again, when you're comparing players, I'm not comparing Jamie Benn at 6'2".
You're not comparing the skill or the...
I'm comparing caliber of player, what he is in the league, because that's what Johnny Gaudreau's agent...
What he means
agent,
to the team.
Yeah, he's not... Well, what does he mean to the Calgary Flames and Brad Treliving? It's like,
who's selling jerseys?
This is where he is in the league. He was on the All-Star team. He's one of the most marketable guys in... I mean, in the U.S., he's probably one of the most well-known U.S. players with Patrick Kane, and you think about that, where he's at right now. Usually it goes the other way. People outside of Calgary don't appreciate how popular Johnny Gaudreau is. I don't think people outside of Calgary get how popular he is in the States. He's a Hobie Baker winner. He's a big name. This guy texts in, 6 million tops. Absolutely. There's no chance.
Johnny Gaudreau would just tell you to. But that's where the only way you can put the screws to a guy like this is, I'm not paying you.
Somebody says,
sit there.
Isn't that the same reason he's drafted in the fourth round? He's too small to be getting $8 million. It's not too small to be getting
$8 million.
He's proven. Size isn't an issue for him.
Yeah.
And are you kidding me in today's world? Sure, size is great. I don't think it's a detriment, but it's not the mid-90s.
Well, 2 years in the league, how many big hits have we seen Gaudreau take? Two? Three, maybe?
Yeah, not many. I don't care about that. I'm not, because you can't argue it, and guys will get hit. And
well, and like you said, everybody gets hurt, right? Doesn't matter how big you are.
Exactly. So because I'm 6'2",
I got less of a chance to get injured? No.
Doesn't even... So the size and the... You either believe he's a top 10 player or you don't, and I firmly believe. He has Patrick Kane skill.
Johnny Gaudreau was tied for sixth in league scoring with Joe Pavelski and played three fewer games. I'm sorry. He's a top 10 player in the league and will flirt with top five over the course of the next 7 or 8 years. And who are we talking about? Patrick Kane, $10 million. Jamie Benn, $9.5 million. Sidney Crosby, $8.7 million. And is underpaid at 8.7.
Yes.
That's where he's at. That's just 6 million? Like, never. Ever, ever. And we even trot out, what about Tarasenko? He should get 7.5. Feels like it would be an absolute steal right now. The only thing it comes down to me is what the player wants in terms of length of contract.
And that's the problem, is that he's so good that it doesn't matter what... Okay, I compare you to Tarasenko, he's at 7. Well, Brad, you can compare me to whoever you want or choose to. I don't agree. This is what I'm worth. If you don't want to pay it, don't. And that's where the Flame, that's what the option they have, is to stick it to the kid and go, you're right. I'm not going to pay you. Sit there. You want to play hockey? And get paid? And get paid handsomely? I'll tell you, I sat out once. It starts to grind on you a little bit after the paychecks start disappearing. Yeah. You're going a month into the year and you're going, huh. Even though you know you're going to make lots of dough, every paycheck for him is lots of dough. Big dough. You're at $7 million. Call it seven. That paycheck? It's a big paycheck.
It's a lot.
And it's going away for nothing.
And Flames fans are, oh, come on, top 10, please. Listen. He finished seventh in the league in scoring. I know that this is likely an eye-opener for people because in a way, it is. It's like, wow, yes, he had 30 goals, led the team in scoring, was an all-star, was a finalist for a Calder. These guys get paid.
Well, tell me you don't watch him and you don't see Patrick Kane.
Patrick Kane loves the way Johnny plays.
Tell me you don't see that type of skill.
Yeah.
He's the, I've said it before, I think he's the most skilled, and I watch the Flames in the early 80s and Kent Neal? Okay, the last 25 years, he's the most skilled player ever to put on a Flames jersey.
Well, you play with Jerome, he's probably more skilled than Jerome.
A gajillion times more skilled than Jerome. Jerome had a certain set of talent.
Tremendous shot.
And he grounded out, and he played the game his way.
But in terms of skill set.
Pure skill, handling the puck, making plays, making other guys better. Huh. Not even close.
Vision, smarts.
Give me the puck.
Yeah. So that, I think, is why it's now the 18th of August that we don't have a deal.
And I think he's confident enough that he is saying that.
Sure.
One, well, somebody on the text line, kind of similar to Rhett's point, Johnny fills the dome. Pay him.
Jerome McGinley couldn't get moved forever because he was face of the franchise, sells the tickets.
Sells jerseys.
He's more than just what he brings on the ice. Well, I think that this guy's probably, and he's just starting out.
Mm-hmm. Guy here brings up the point. What did Patrick Kane make on his second deal? You almost can't bring history into it because back then you had bridge contracts.
It's kind of like comparing eras for players.
He made, well, and for what it's worth, this is back in 2010, so 6 years ago, he made $6.5 million on his second deal. He came out of his entry level and signed 5 years, $6.5. Even take that deal and just inflate with inflation.
Yeah, bump it up.
That's eight plus now. Easy. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at. Ah, True Living. God love you.
And guess what, Brad? There's two of them.
Yeah, somebody said, no wonder this is taking so long. You guys haven't even talked about Monahan.
And then Bennett. And then maybe Tkachuk.
Oh. Gio.
Goodbye.
Oh, your boy.